A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 7th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the U.S. elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilo is shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe. I'll repeat that, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about the U.S. elections, pitting Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump.
National surveys continue to show Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State, with a narrow edge over Trump, a blunt-spoken real estate mogul, making his first run for elected office. Most polling analysts are predicting a Clinton victory on Tuesday, but her advantage over Trump is not insurmountable.
U.S. presidential elections, however, are not decided by the national popular vote, but rather in the Electoral College, where the results are tallied in each of the 50 states and the national capital, Washington. The biggest states have the most electors in the Electoral College. Of course, both Ms. Clinton and Mr. Trump need a majority of at least 270 of the 538 electors to win.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka Gibbs Nasi, tila kutitinge tichi taura nizwe sarudzo ze kwa Amerika, izo zirugwit kwa mangwana, sarudzo zinuit kwa muswa 8 mbuzi kwa pira makore mana ega. Dupa nangipa chitu kwa epo sarudzo ze mtunga miru wenyika ya Amerika. Saka muna notonga kwa makore mana, poetu kwa zimwe sarudzo. Aka budirira otonga mamakore mana, shiru wa kuti anenga 8 uva wasi achigaro, apana zwe kuramba uripo. No. Hakuna kana zvekuti akuchinja constitution mwopinda. Saka va Obama vapedza term yavo vakasarudzwa muna 2008 vakazowina zvakare muna 2012. Saka pakuchitsvagwa mumwe mutungamiri mutsva anenge achisarudzwa iye mangwana vandopa vari kupinda musarudzo. Asi kuno pane imwe inonzi early voting. Vamwe vanhu mune mamatunhu kunana Florida, kunana Nevada, kunana North Carolina, vakatotanga kuvhota nekuti muno muDC vanhu vakatangawo kuvhota. Kune mamwe dzimwe nzvimbo dzekuti kana uchida hako kurumidza kutanga kuvhota, sarudzo dzanyatsotanga, unokwanisa kuti unge uchienda kunovhota. Asi zvatataura hakusikwe kuti ndiana anodiwa nevanhu vakawanda, asi pane inonzi Electoral College. Yekuti kana dunhu renyu rakati kureiwo, munenge mina hatinoti maelectoral colleges ayakawanda. Se kwakaita sekunana California kwakakura zvikuru, uchienzanisa nana DC nemamwe matunhu anenge ari madiki. Saka pane 538 tichitarisa electoral college, saka unofanira kuita 270. Atanga kusvika 270 awina, akuenda kwaita skips.
Akunjenge jackpot kuti apo kuti qi songene. No. Yes, Uganda balinga lichona njalo lapha ekhona ngemakhaya dina lapha lo blessings yaphila sibili. Esiqoka ngakho ke luketo lweMelika. Siyakwazi ukuthi kudingwa umongameli weMelika omutsha, uketo lolu lwenziwa ke kusasa. Ukhankasa kudala kwaqalisa kathesi sokuhanjwa ke endaweni eziningi lamhla kuyalungiswa konke ukuthi kuphethwe ke ukuthi hayi sesibona ukuthi sesikhuluma lo Zulu sokwanele sokumele kube loketo. Ye, khonapho nxa kuloketo lweMelika, kulonye futhi uketo abantu abangakhulumi ngalo kakhulu. Loketo lwe Congress, kuzobuya njalo loketo lwe Senate. So ungazani ke abantu badinga upresident wabo, badinge lamanye amalunga eCongress, badinga lamanye amalutshwane awesenate. So ke singathi lapha eMelika xa umongameli ngabusa okweminyaka engu-4 uyachiya nxa ukuthi abantu bengafuna ukumkhetha bayamkhetha futhi njalo kodwa ukukhethwa for 2 terms kuphela. Lokho ukuthi uyajikitsha nje uithi constitution uyathi gaga akwenzakali lokho. Ukade kukhulunywa ngublessing ukuthi lokho kuthiwa i-early voting abantu abedlula 33 million kathesi nje sikhuluma sebevotile. Sifuna ukuzwa-ke sizwa ngabo ukuthi besabe sikhuluma ngabo labo ukuthi babona njani. Kuzobuya njalo kuthiwa kule nto kuthiwa-ke i-electoral college. Lapha-ke i-electoral college ukuthi kuyafakwa lesey esakeni ama-states wonke babe sebekhetha ukuthi isitate esikhulu sizuza ama-electoral colleges amaningi kubesiwa esincane sezuza okulutshwane. Bolabo abo-electoral college sekumele bethwale amavoti abo lapho kuvotwe khona nguZulu babe sebezevota-ke lapha eWashington. Ikuqhubekela nje ukuthi hhayi sitshaye kangaka ngale sizatshaya kangaka ngale sesivotela wena baba. So-ke hhayi kunjalo-ke asixoxeni Zulu kodwa kulokunye futhi okuncane blessing okuvotelwayo marijuana kuzobuya healthcare kuzobuya kuningi phela asikho kodwa khonoko. Yeah, kunjalo mfowethu.
Yes, I think we have our first guest that is political analyst Promise Sunday in the battleground state of Florida. Mr. Sunday, how are you?
I'm good, how are you, sir?
We are doing great. Tell us, how are things in Florida?
No, Florida is very well. People were engaged in early voting up until yesterday, and early voting is suspended at least for today, and reopening the full election tomorrow.
Yeah, Gibbs.
Now, Florida is a battle state. We know that there have been so many of these surveys conducted there. Initially, indications were that that state was blue, then it turned orange, and then all of a sudden, it seems as if it may turn red. What is the situation like?
The situation so far, the analysis on the ground is that voter turnout actually increased in the early voting.
Uh-huh.
Indications are actually that the Democratic turnout overseeded the Republican turnout, at least in the early voting. There is no exit polling that happens during early voting, so the numbers or the predictions that is there is solely based on the fact of which political party has turned out more than the other.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Florida is typical of most American states, a cultural hodgepodge, if we may call it that. You have the Latinos. You have African Americans and the Caucasians. How does it play in an election like this, say, pitting Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump?
What we are seeing on the ground is that, the Latino vote is very, very critical in Florida. and it seems as though the Latino vote, as of yesterday, it was predicted that the Latino vote has actually increased by 103% in Florida for this particular election, and which seems to be tipping towards the Democrats, because the Latino vote usually leans towards a Democratic vote instead of Republican vote. So that's being actually analyzed as being in favor so far of Hillary Clinton, as far as the Latino vote having increased by that margin.
Now, when it comes to some of these issues that we've been seeing around, it seems as if whenever you go on social media and see how Mr. Trump is attracting crowds, you know, are people not shocked that maybe it's going to spring as a surprise, you know? Imagine when you're live streaming and then we have 80,000 people following you at the same time. Maybe there's something there that we don't know, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have to understand something so far with the phenomenon of Donald Trump. And part of it is that, Donald Trump is exciting, first and foremost, the base of the Republican Party. And in any election, there is more criticism of the incumbent. And the incumbent political party usually gets more criticism because those are the ones with the policies that are being analyzed and that are being reviewed. Mm-hmm. So in as far as Donald Trump might actually exhibiting a lot of inconsistencies or actually lack of political maturity, there's also the sense of of the Democratic record being under review, and that actually is in part propelling Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But we also have to take into consideration the fact that the country so far has been under the leadership of Barack Obama, who's a minority, and the number one impediment to Barack Obama was the Republican Party trying by all means to make sure that he cannot legislate properly and that they wanted to make him a failure. So in their failure to cooperate with Barack Obama or to institute legislative processes, they actually created the phenomenon of Donald Trump. So I think that's one thing that people have to realize, that the continued demonization of Barack Obama by the Republicans really excited their base, and also formed an opinion which disregards any economic indicators of how well Obama has done. So I think that really helps to propel what is going on so far with Trump's rise in numbers.
Tichitarisawo pane zvamuri kuona mukoma promise, pane chingadzidzikwawo nezimbabwe here kuona sarudzo kwamava muchiita? Tichitarisawo timi muri muflorida ine 29 electoral votes dzinova dzakakosha zvikuru, ndo matingatarisira kuti dei kuri kune dzimwe nyika kuchitoita mhirizhonga inotyisa. Muri kuona sei?
Zvandinoona zvatingadzidzi semazimbabweni, especially mapoliticians vedu, ndezvekuti politics it should be about issues, not about simply about personalities. And takabva kupolitics dzemapersonalities, takauya kupolitics dzekutaura maissues anoafecta vanhu. Usually people who tend to listen, and zvinoita kuti vanhu va mirizhonga dzisawande. Uyezve kuremekedza mitemo. Tikava nehurumende inoremekedza mitemo, inoita kuti kana pakanzi pane vanhu vachikora mitemo, vanenge vachitongwa zvinoenderana nemitemo, kwete zvinoenderana nemusangano uri kutonga. I think izvozvo zvinokwanisa kutibatsira. Chidzidzo chikuru chatinokwanisa kudzidza pane zvatiri kuona zvichiitika kuAmerica, kuti sarudzo ririko isarudzo yatingati iyaya iri very close. But at the same time, vanhu vanomira vachivhota pamwe chete, vachitaura mumwe nemumwe achitaura maonero anoita nemafungiro anoita pasina mhirizhonga. Izvozvo zvinoratidza kuti democracy iripo iri very mature, but most importantly, zvinoratidza kuti nyika iri kufamba negwara rakanaka, uyezve ma institutions of governance ari kushanda zvakanaka. Mapurisa ari munomu haanzi mapurisa emadhemocrats, mapurisa emarepublicans, aiwa mapurisa enyika anoita anoteera bumbiro remitemo. Saka I think takasvika panguva iyoyo muZimbabwe tinenge takwanisa kuyambuka kubva pane zvatinoona zvichiitika panguva inei.
I think we are joined by another Zimbabwean, that is Mr. Mosi Ncube, a Zimbabwean living in USA and is a member of the MTCT. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hello.
That's Dr. Chipo Dendere, I think.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
Okay, Dr. Dendere? Dr. Dendere? Okay. We'll try to Mr. Muzi. Ubaba Ncube.
Yeah, ukona yini Muzi Ncube ecingweni khonapho ke ikhulume lati. Ukona baba. Mr. Muzi, unjani?
We might be having a bad connection. We'll try to call Muzi and see if we can get in touch with him.
Now back to our guest. You know, it's not only the presidential election that we're looking at here. There are so many of these elections that are going on. We're talking about Congress. We're talking about the Senate. We're talking about even state kind of, you know, issues like marijuana. Florida is one of those areas where we are trying to legalize marijuana. So tell us, how is it going? Are people going to vote yes or no on that?
It is very difficult to tell because there is not a lot of polling with regard to some of these smaller laws that are on the ballot. So to be honest with you, I have not encountered a polling of how people are leaning. But all I can tell you is that you know, marijuana for medication has been embraced in several other states, and it wouldn't surprise that Florida can could actually go the route of the Nevadas and legalize it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sande. Please do stay on the line. Regatiende kunemuteereri wedu wekutanga. Vamuchapiwa makadii kuJohannesburg? Vamuchapiwa kuJohannesburg?
Mutsvakiwa. Oh.
Okay. Tata kupa rimwe zita nyowani.
Ndandawana rimwe zita. My contribution, muri kundinzwa
wo. Tiri kukunzwa loud and clear.
Okay. Dai hurumende yedu vanga vabvumawo kuteerera inzwi redu semaZimbabwe. Ndine huromba havatinzwi, but tichangoramba tiri pakuchema kuti pamwe nerimwe zuva vangatinzwewo. Vakakopawo zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika kunyika yeAmerica inova yekuti nyika yedu tikaistretcha muAmerica umo inopinda 15 or 22 times. Hamuna mhirizhonga, hamuna vanhu vatiza, vanhu vaenda kuMexico kana kuti vaenda kupi, vanhu vese vari kuvhota vari munyika imomo kana dzimwe nyika dzakatenderedza vachitenderwa nehurumende yavo. Kuti sesuwo tiri kuvhota 2018 gore rinouya masera avava. Vatitenderawo isusu vanhu vari kunze kunoku kuti tiri kukwasha kuti vanoda mari dzedu kuti titumire kumusha. But vhoti yedu haiiwi. Dai vanga vaitawo saizvozvo zviri kuitwa kuAmerica tazvida zvikuru. Asi ndanga ndiine pamwe pekuti ndiri kutadza kubatai mazuva ese. Ndimungatitenderewo kuti ndimboti dedede 30 seconds.
Taurai zvechitidzo.
Hana yangu iri kurwadza mukoma majonga. Pane nyaya yebhiera cheki yatakataurirwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe. Tine mari dzedu dzakanyura dzatisingazivi kuti vanhu ava taiti kuda vachazova answerable sei riini zvaita sei. Dzakanga dziri mumabhengi dzakangotakatika vakatiunzira mabhiera gore riya. Hatizivi kuti zvichamira sei. Zvikangopfera zvakadaro ipo zvino izvizvi tangatatoti kuda tava vanhuwo takuwana tumadhora patinenge tatiwanira but tava kudzoserwazve kumasure kwatava takabva. Hatizivi kuti hurumende isingazwisisi vanhu vayo vanhu vakamboita sei vanhu vezanup f.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Tikumira dai vatinzwisisawo vatanga vanzwa pfungwa dzevanhu kuti hatisi kuwirirana nazvo zvachose. Uye vasape simba kumasabhu kune machifu masango apera atakanga tichiremekedza tisingazivi kuti munogadzikwa vanhu iko zvino izvizvi hatisisina kwekufudzira mombe kana kwekunodzura hoa.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma wangu.
Vanhu vezimbabwe ndo zvandiri kuda kucontributa masikati anhasi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Tichaita zvimwe zvirongwa. Takamboita chimwe chemabhiera ichochi. Pamwe hamuna kukwanisa kupinda asi tichadzokorora zvakare nekuti
hamuna kukwanisa kupinda but mwoyo wangu uri kurwadza shuwa kuti shuwa izvozvo vakuda kuti ndikatumira randi kumusha rinochinjwa vanhu vopuwa manewspaper zvoreva kuti kudii mumusoro mehurumende yababa ava vatingagoni kutaura nezita tonosvika tikasungwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Zvakanaka baba.
Tinotenda. Of course, he is saying that he's calling from Johannesburg, South Africa, that Zimbabwe has a lot to learn from America, but you know, he says he is worried about the diaspora vote, something that we can talk to with Mr. Sande here, that people are sending money to Zimbabwe. they are sustaining the economy, but they are not allowed to vote. But of course, he's also concerned about this, the bond notes. You know, I think it's a subject that we'll revisit.
Cool. Yes, Mr. Mozi Ncube, are you on the line now?
Yeah, ngikhona kunjani Mnumzana Dlozi.
Ngiyaphila baba, unjani wena?
Hayi, ngiphilele kancane kancane, njani lonke.
Hayi, mbijana, akuphonga usitshayela nje ukuthi ubona njani ukhetho lokusasa.
Ah, siyajabula kakhulu thina lapha Mnumzana Dube kusasa kuyabe ukhethwa sibe lapha umongameli welizwe ye-America and kuyatshengisela konke okwenzakalayo sivile lapha. Siyakwazi ukuthi abantu bonke emhlabeni bakhangele sivile ngamehlo amakhulu ukuthi i-America kusasa kuyabe kulokhetho lolo olukhulu, and njalo i-America is the most productive country in the world. Yikho abantu bekhangele kakhulu ukuthi khona kuzaphuma njani kusasa, and siyayibona kakhulu i-democracy underway lapha maZimbabweans ekukhankaseleni lapha umongameli we-America. Siyababona nje bonke oTrump lapha laboMiss Clinton bezikhankasela kuhle and bakhuluma ngama-issues kakhulu ayiwazanceda abantu, njengoba sikubonile nje sonke ama-debates wonke la ayenzakeleyo ama-presidential debates, okuthi abantu abanjabo omgabe so lezanu PF into kumele ukuthi ngabazifunda zenezi ukuthi khona abantu empilweni khona vele kumele siphilisane njani. Ngoba abantu uyabona ukuthi thina sinje eZimbabwe kasikwanisi ukuthi khona sizikhankasele kuhle bonke la ama-opposition la ahambe ayekhuluma izinto afuna ukuthi khona ancede ngazo abantu beZimbabwe. Umgabe lezanu PF abakuvumeli khona ukuthi abantu thina benjani bezihambele ezitridini bekhankase kuhle, kube lokukhetho nje olungaladlami. Njengoba sibona ukuthi i-America lapho akunamuntu ofileyo, ngitsho bonke abantu bazikhulumela ngama-issues, bread and basket things that make people work.
Yeah, ngicela nje briefly ngesikhiwa nje ngiza kubuza ukuthi as far as you are concerned, who do you think is going to win and can you just fight?
Well, as far as the stats are concerned, we see that Ms. Clinton is a few percentages ahead of Donald Trump. So it seems like the United States tomorrow may have its first woman president.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ncube, and hold on there.
Rikati yende ku Polokwane kunava Msimanga Magadi.
Mufara Magadi Kezara.
Aiwa isuti rinani parisei pa Polokwane.
Pa Polokwane apa zuwa chete.
Kwa pisa.
Hai, kuri kupisa.
Hakusati kwatanga kudai.
Ona ma degree akusvika kuma 34, 35. Watoti ya Polokwane yapisa.
Kwapisa, kwapisa. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, muri kuteera here sarudzo dzemuAmerica, muri kudziona sei?
Izvi zviri kundinakidza dai mbuya wa Clinton vakahwina. Tinonzwa kuti tinenge tine kutsigirwa kwakanaka sesu MDC. Tinga tinonzwa kuti side kwedu zvinga zvakatinakira.
Sei muchidaro?
Nokuti tiri mademokrasi, hatidi zvinhu zvehondo izvi, toda zvinhu zvokutaurirana. Saka zvondifadza, nanzwa president wangu achitaura apa, tinotsigirana naye chaizvo.
Interview yataita navatsvangirai.
Uyezve tinotenda imi pachirongwa chamukatoisa ichi, nokuti ukada kutaura kumaredhio ekuZimbabwe hautombonzwi kuenda, havari kutonzwa naizvozvo. Saka tiri kutofara zvikuru nezvamuri kuita mukoma Jonga.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Ndimukoma Zulu, mukoma Jonga ari kuya Wednesday pachirongwa chenyu chediaspora. Asi vamusimanga tichi zvii zvimwe zvingadzidzwawo neZimbabwe pamabatirwo ari kuitwa sarudzidzi.
Hati mangozawo ivo vanotitonga vachimbodaira-daira ipapapa. Handina chokwadi chokuti vane zvavanodzidza, nokuti ivo vane ajenda yavo, vane chinangwa chavo. Ini sekuona kwangu kubva patika ndakamboitawo mujibha nguva yehondo. Maone andozviita ndekuti varume ava vane dzimwe secrets dzavakaita dzokuwirirana kuti pange paine one party state, asi isu ruzhinji tanga takaramba. Asi muchihwande irimo makatarisa havasi kuremeredza bumbiri remutemo ratikabva kuisa iko zvinoizvi. Zvinhu zvinototyisa kuti varume ava vari kuonawo here kuti vari kutimbunyikidza.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu paPolokwane apa, tichivimba kuti pachanaya.
ndinoti kuna vachamisa ngavashinge vasumuke vatarise dambudziko tikabatana naro 2008 uyo mupurisa ari kunzi ari kurambidza vanhu kuita misangano ngaasungwe isu mavhota tichitozvinzwa kuti ndokurwisa kuri kunyange vakarika zvake kuiswa mujere asi tambonzwawo kuti kumatare waenda zvinotifadza zvikuru
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
aiwa tatenda tezvara
tinotenda zvikuru regai tiende kuna mumwe mutereri kusouth africa kwakare kuna vamuhlanga vari kuLimpopo makadii vamuhlanga
tiripo makadii
aiwa tiri nani kuri sei kuLimpopo province
kuri Limpopo kuri right
kuri kupisawo here ndanzwa kuti kupolokwane kuri kupisa
nokuno kuri kupisa
hakuna umbona here mazuva apera
yakangofunha asi situation is not the all right because zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka especially zvipfuyo zviri kupera kufa kunzvimbo kwandigere kuno
aiwa tinovimba mvura ichanaya toti vamuhlanga muri kuteera here sarudzo dzekuamerica uye muri kudzionawo sei
sarudzo dzekuamerica dzine chiro chakanaka as far as I'm concerned but the main issue is that we as Zimbabweans, especially our leadership, is not learning anything from the American way of election, of which I thought the ruling party was supposed to learn a lot from the American way of conducting elections. Because as far as I'm concerned, everyone is given a chance to speak his or her views in America. Yet when it comes to Zimbabwe, if you stand up and speak your views, you are targeted as an enemy of the state, and you might be jailed or killed. But this is not the same with the American situation, of which I muzzle the way the Americans conduct their elections. And I was a little bit disturbed by the statement by this Joseph Chinotimba when he said that America is not a good state or the Democrats are not good because they initiated wars in other areas, yet they themselves are the one who kills a lot of people more than what he tried to claim. Those are some of my points. So, as Zimbabweans, the only issue is that the Zimbabweans on the ground should try to unite and learn the way elections are conducted in America and support a political party with that agenda. And there are so many political parties in Zimbabwe with a good democratic view, just like the Democrats in America, just like MDC. I don't want to call it MDCT because there is no political party with a surname. But the most important political party in Zimbabwe that Zimbabwe should support, according to my own vision, is the MDC, led by Dr. Tsvangirai, because it have got the right democratic principles to lead Zimbabwe out from the yoke of bondage.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga.
Don't mention.
Thank you so much. I think you heard from Mr. Mhlanga there. I think we finally managed to get hold of Dr. Chipo Dendere, a political scientist based here in the U.S. Dr. Dendere, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Now, Dr. Dendere, tell us, how do you see, you know, one of the candidates pulling through in this election? Who do you predict is going to win, and based on some kind of scientific political analysis that we have?
Okay, so based on some scientific analysis, I think Hillary is going to do very well. There's a lot of reason to suggest that people are excited about her candidacy, not just because she's a woman, but she is speaking to things that people care about, the economy, healing the racial divide that continues to be a problem in the United States. She's progressive. She will continue putting the U.S. on the international map as a leader for democracy and for economic development. So I think in general, people are very excited about Hillary Clinton. At the same time, we also have to think about the people that support Donald Trump. My friends might get very upset with me for saying this, but I think they are just as American as people who support Hillary Clinton, and so their views and their issues are equally important. So after the election, Hillary Clinton will have a big task ahead of her of healing the nation and addressing the concerns, especially for poor white voters in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. But Dr. Dendere, are we also not romanticizing too much about these U.S. elections? I think we have had a lot of issues that Zimbabweans and other people might say, wow, wait a minute, is this America? We have heard Mr. Trump claiming that this election is going to be rigged. We have heard about him saying that he might not also accept the result if he does not win. We hear this a lot, from Zimbabwe and all that. What is wrong? And people here, some are saying that this election should just pass. They are so tired of the negativity and the name-calling and all.
Yeah, and as somebody who teaches democracy, I often tell my students that democracy is difficult, right? Mm-hmm. Democracy is not easy. Democracy as a process is inherently violent because you've got two people that are going at each other's throats and oftentimes saying things that are not very nice. In this particular election, you've got Donald Trump, who's not a mainstream politician. And so what he says about the election being rigged is very concerning. Mm-hmm. He says the same thing about the FBI, that the fact that they have exonerated Hillary Clinton and say that they're not finding anything wrong with the email suggests that the organization is rigged. But that's just one person. And we, at least what we've seen about his personality, is that he's not somebody who likes to lose. Uh-huh. But you're absolutely right. We cannot romanticize the process, but we have to understand that democracy is hard. Uh-huh. Choosing a leader, right, of any country, particularly when the stakes are so high, is a very difficult process. And so I'm not surprised that it has been contentious. I'm not surprised that we've heard some very hurtful and very harmful things. That doesn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. But my hope is that the nature of American democracy itself will allow the country to heal. Mm-hmm. So usually Americans the difference between the U.S. elections and the Zimbabwean elections, for example, is that after tomorrow on November 9th, right, ideally everyone should accept the results and respect the presidency. So people respect the office of the president more than they respect the individuals themselves. And that's what's missing in our own developing democracies. We don't respect the office as much as we do individuals. The fact that MDC is even called MDCT in reference to Tsvangirai is a problem, right? Because that creates this big personality politics, which is bad for democracy. But I'm not romanticizing it. I'm hoping that the fact that American democracy has survived as long as it has, that the natural progression on November 9th is that people will accept the results.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You put it very well then. Please do stay on the line. Like Mr. Obama would say, it's not a perfect union, Gibbs.
Oh, yes. And what is just coming in from the Washington Post is that Hillary Clinton has 275 electoral votes, solidly or leaning her way, five more than she needs to win the White House tomorrow. In fact, even, I'm quoting here, quote, in fact, even if Trump holds all of the states either solidly or leaning his way and wins all three states currently rated as toss-ups, he is still seven electoral votes short of the magic number, 270. So that is just coming in right now from the Washington Post. So now let's go to Mr. Sunday. Mr. Sunday, as far as you're analyzing some of these kind of, possible outcomes, what could be the fear that is gripping Zimbabweans that are currently staying in USA? Either a Clinton win or a Trump win. Something maybe won't go right either way, right?
Hey, I think Zimbabweans living in the USA are just like
are going to be affected or look at this election just like any other person would. I think people see the leadership of Donald Trump being one of a lot of uncertainties, and also as a leadership that is going to propel very, very austeric laws, either for immigrants or for anyone that does not look like him. So I think for Zimbabweans in general, the fear is that the United States as a country is going to be led into a very, very uncertain and dark stage by the coming in of Donald Trump, because he cannot pronounce his policies. He does not let people know where he stands on international policy. He wants everything to be a surprise. Mm-hmm. So when you choose the leader of the first world, and the first thing that you know about him as far as foreign policy is that he doesn't announce what he thinks, then you know you are actually filled with so many uncertainties. So I think Zimbabweans in general are affected just like any other person. We have celebrities like Samuel L. Jackson, who has announced that if Donald Trump wins the election, he's going to leave this country and go and live in South Africa. So that just tells you that it's not only Zimbabweans who are going to be affected by Donald Trump, but just the entire population is very uncertain about him.
Of course, there's no way we can talk about the U.S. and Zimbabwe without talking about sanctions. Let's hear from the three of you. Starting with you, Muzi, what is your take on the issue of sanctions? Do you think the next U.S. president must remove the sanctions?
No, the sanctions should stay there. They are there for a reason. Mm-hmm. For a reason. What we should be asking ourselves is this, here, Mr. Blessing. Mm-hmm. In the first place, why did the United States put sanctions to Zimbabwe? Mm-hmm. Why is the question? Okay. Once you answer that question, then we'll see that we are still at the same place, and war and sanctions are still warranted in Zimbabwe.
Dr. Dendere?
We know that historically, right, sanctions have very little impact on the people that they're supposed to affect. So the sanctions in Zimbabwe are supposed to be targeted sanctions that prevent travel for particular individuals. But there are some sanctions that then affect ordinary people. Let me give you an example. A friend of mine opened a bank account in the U.S. Okay. And a couple of weeks ago, this is somebody who emigrated to the U.S. at age 18, has no relationship to politics at all. And she received a letter that her bank account from PNC Bank or Trust Bank, actually, was being shut down. And they said it's because Zimbabwe is under sanctions, so we can't have dealings with Zimbabwean citizens. So I think two things have to happen. The U.S. has to clarify which sanctions are in place and who is supposed to be targeted by those sanctions. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate when those sanctions start to affect ordinary people, right, who are actually being abused by their own government already, and now they're being double abused by the sanctions wherever they are. So there's that part. And then with regards to targeted sanctions, I think they can stay or not. I don't think it makes a difference, because the people that are targeted by the sanctions, they still travel. They still get their kids treated abroad. They still do their shopping in other countries that are not Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And ZANU-PF continues to use sanctions as an excuse for poor economic development. And we know that poor economic development has nothing to do with sanctions, right? It has everything to do with corruption and bad political management. But I think as long as the sanctions are not clear and the average person in Jimba or Mzarabani doesn't understand what sanctions are in place, people will continue blaming sanctions for the economy, which is incorrect. So there needs to be clarification, and there needs to be some reassessment of the sanctions on Zimbabwe. To say that every sanction that's out there should stay, I think is incorrect. We need to ask the new government to reevaluate and see which ones are actually impactful and which ones aren't.
Mr. Sandy?
First of all, I just want to say that the issue of sanctions on Zimbabwe is a figment of ZANU-PF imagination. There is no such thing as sanctions on the country of Zimbabwe. There's sanctions on politicians that are ZANU-PF inclined not to travel to certain countries. Mm-hmm. Okay? So when ZANU-PF continues to peddle this propaganda of sanctions, they are giving an illusion to the ordinary Zimbabwean so that they can hide the policies that are affecting the country, the policies that have been affected by ZANU-PF itself. Mm-hmm. Sanctions have not gone out and stolen $15 billion. So sanctions are not to blame for the economic meltdown that we have. Sanctions did not go and impose a 51% ownership policy on foreign investment. So sanctions did not kill our industry. Sanctions did not steal Zimde funds. It was Jonathan Moyo who stole Zimde funds. So the issue of sanctions is a figment of ZANU-PF's imagination, and I think it's high time that Zimbabweans will wake up, we open our eyes, and we do not buy into stupid and useless propaganda nearing that ZANU-PF continues to give onto our people. It's time for us to be enlightened, and it's time for us to call into question the judgment that the leadership are bringing upon us. Industries are closed right now, not because of sanctions. Cold Storage Commission is closed, not because of sanctions, but because we went and we took farms and we slaughtered cattle that was in those farms, which was being taken to Cold Storage Commission, and those cattle were actually contributing to us exporting meat and beef to the European Union. Those Cold Storage Commission facilities were contributing to us having a lot of hide that we were manufacturing shoes that we were exporting through butter. And we destroyed those things not because of sanctions, but because of our own policies. We went and we took farms with impunity, without looking at which farmer is farming. We just went out there, and our politicians went and took all the farms, purporting that they're taking them to research on my grandmother in Zarabano or Kisia Tota, when in actual fact it was so that Robert Mugabe can have 13 farms, which is amounting to 15,000 hectares of land. That is what is causing the pain in Zimbabwe, and not sanctions. So I think I would like to implore Zimbabweans, we need to wake up. We claim to be educated people. We need to process things in an educated fashion, and we need to refuse and disclaim this whole issue of sanctions. There is no sanctions on the country of Zimbabwe. There is sanctions on Mugabe and his family so that they cannot come out here and spend money every day. Those are the sanctions that are there.
Okay. Regaiti, Mkoma Gibbs, tiende kuna Mkoma Simba makoni wariku South Africa. Makadi Mkoma Simba?
Si.
Tipeo mfungwa zenyu.
Ini nzotanga wabatila pani mtu katoa wanege supporte zanopiwa road zanati. Nabasa nizugizi wa Amerika. Munu weba norora maazina azina kumbiri South Panesi. Dwajita ndumbo taura na inei bayangu but. One year that one of the local and Spanish agents can about the rest of the world. But they are not doing it for themselves. They are damaging Zimbabwe. They are destroying Zimbabwe to the edge. Abanamun and Gavas or Ramamiga, Asnamun, Arutaranai. Isuzu Majesty, so as Isuzuga, we are living in foreign countries and we are learning how good is a free and fair election. Because of that 5 years when the Yamajis tower out, we need free and fair election. Even in Zimbabwe, we have a free and fair election. We have a violence. We have a Uroa, Utara Jinja Arguda. Young one of the Jambaz, like a general banana, I think I'm the Ganadu Jinga banana right. Why can they listen to us? Enough is enough. We need free and fair election. And the Mapuris and Garek is the Guruan. I repeat, now I see an end to Guruan, Mapuris and Zimbabwe. Does that make any sense? Has not got a sense.
Aiwa, tino tenda shukuru mkoma Simba nekupinda mchirongwa chedu.
Iriko blabi, mwa ningwe kanaka.
Tino tenda. You heard there from Simba Makoni, gives that he does not agree with, you know, some ZANU-PF officials who are saying that, you know, when it comes to the U.S. elections, they really don't care. You know, it's none of their business. Over to you.
Yes, so let's go back to Dr. Chipo. Dr. Denere, we see that, you know, the U.S. system is based on the Republican and Democratic parties. And, you know, if you are in any other party, like the Green Party, Libertarian, whatever they call it, at the end of the day, these other independents make no significance at all in terms of, you know, the electoral process. Do you agree with me there? And if ever they are making any impact, what impact can they have in terms of this election? We know that there are people like Ivan McMullen, you know, is really fighting for, you know, to actually degrade Donald Trump. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think the fact that you have two parties doesn't make it any less of a strong democracy. I think it just means that whoever gets elected has to govern from the middle, from the center, and that's what you've often seen. But within, so, you know, government is not just the presidency, it's the other houses of government as well, so the Senate and the House of Representatives. And in those two houses, you often have a lot of independents. So Bernie Sanders, for example, was an independent for a long time. And then he ran as a Democrat, but that doesn't in any way take from the power of independence. But that said, I think there are some people who do feel that the two-party system takes away from participation from other people with differing opinions. But it'll be interesting to see. I mean, the two candidates right now who are not within the established parties have been very extreme in their views. So I don't think they are very popular either.
Let's throw the same question to Promise Sunday. Your take on that?
But actually,
oh, okay, so continue. Yes, continue first.
So grateful. Thank you guys for having me, but I have to rush because I'm teaching in about 5 minutes. So thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Or maybe instead of going to Mr. Sunday, let's go to Mr. Muzi. Hey, Baba Muzi, naku ke pelemelika kukanya ngazani ke okona ikuti kulama Republicans, lama Democrats, ngawi independent, jengo mnuzano Johnson, labanya wacheneo, wanu ya kiupa pele. Utenu waza toli ama vota mani nganga hako. Akungene kuna posizwe, Baba Muzi.
Hey, nyabonga, Dube. Okona ikuti, you know, in every democracy, kumele kube the majority of people that are winning. And so, okukhona lapha e-America, ama-independence ayavunyelwa ukuthi bebe ngabantu abanjani abaparticipate-ayo lawo. But in general, e-America, kule two-party system, yiyo i-democracy yabo. Ama-Republicans, lama-Democrats, and then sebevumela futhi kube lama-independents. But ama-independents kubuvi nje bakhona ukuthi abaningi bakhona noma bebuya bebodwa, baya bebuya nje bengabantu abanjani ababe bezisapota bona nje bezivuyele labo labantu babo, uyabona. So eqinisweni khona they never do very well in terms of winning the presidency, but sayisibabone nje kuma-Senate, bewina ama-Senate seats and stuff like that. So into ekhona engazama ukuthi mina ngiyi-ede futhi lapha engingathanda ukuthi khona ngikhuthaze abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi in our own country Zimbabwe, a post Mugabe and a new Zimbabwe, we want to be able to encourage ama presidential debates. We want our people to be able to engage our politicians and talk to them one on one so that in a possible Mugabe and ZANU-PF, Zimbabweans will say never, never again shall we go another 38 years of hegemony with imperialism, people ucindezela abanye ucindezelana achikufuni so sifuna ukuthi si encourage a system of governance ezaba conducive ukuthi khona even labantu noma bekhangele ngaphandle kwelizwe bebone ukuthi iZimbabwe sililizwe ukuthi singathatha izimali zethu sezifaka lapha na si inject and create employment sibe le relationship ekhona labantu beZimbabwe. That is the type of governance that we need. Yiko kunoke sikubona lapha eAmerica abantu bonke baye curious ngama elections eAmerica. It's because the United States has made its way of governance so conducive for people to be able to feel free to express themselves and live happily after and have employment. That's why unemployment rate at my Kenya that is it's less than 5%. Obama watengena yayi over 10%. In Zimbabwe we are talking about 90%. Uyabona? Abantu labaqhathwanga. Uyabona? So sifuna ukuthi a new Zimbabwe we start having Zimbabweans to engage politicians sibe lama presidential debate lati bonke abantu bona baba run up ama office. Let's encourage ukuthi kwena ama politicians that akhulume labantu.
Sawuza kakhulu ke baba muzi kubambe khona lapho. So what you were saying is that you know there's need for some presidential debates and all those kind of things in Zimbabwe. He says that's a key democratic process, you know. Without that, you know, people end up, you know, beating each other and you know, all the kind of unwanted things. So he's calling for that, and he says, you know, Zimbabwe needs to open up, you know. Political space is only limited to a certain given number or to a certain given number of people. So he says, open it up and let the people move in, you know. Yeah.
Regai tiende kuna mkoma chinowawa magadi ku Limpopo ku South Africa.
Baba blessing magadi iko imi.
Aiwa isitiri nani parisei pa Limpopo.
Aiwa pa Limpopo panani hapo kupisa cheta asibati panhasi hako ayo kwa kwidibira.
Tichato ya zovura branch pa Limpopo hapa because tiri kufonirwa chaizvo kubva pa Limpopo.
Chokwadi zvikatoti batsai chaizvo tenda kauya kuna 2008 muno South Africa muno ndakarecruita zvifana zvakawanda seke chiti zvitevere 2007
mubama wangu chovadaita tinotenda zvikuru vachitovava muri kuona sei sarudzo dzekuamerica idzi
baba blessing ndinoda pakutenda nezviri kuitika muamerica ndiri kuzvitedzera chaizvo zvekuti hongu pane apo nepaponesa kuti of course wari basa ravo ravari kuita asi hakuna zvezve zvekuzvi pane chibomugosi wazozori aiope wanhu wari kunyatsa kuita ndiyo inonzi democracy baba iyo yei saka ndinowane kufara chaizvo nhasi research time yangu takapinda muchirongwa ende ndafara chaizvo nekundipisa muchirongwa paamerica apa mazimbabwe tinofanira kuti tidzidze nezviri kuitika ipo papo chiri kutifadza ipo papo ngechekuti ini ndinotsigira mbuya Clinton ndinotoziya ndinotoine neconfidence yekuti kuhwina wanohwira nepadikidiki asi kuhwira chete nekuti inyesa kuti yakaimbonifiita chiri chapo panguva yese yakachikampena ipapa ndinozwa kufara chaizvo saka chimwe chinoti chendondwedze kusana kwakuti ndiziiso panga paina baba unonzi chinotimba naparadza masoko avataura hapana mashoko anowaka awandazwa awanotaura kana kuti awataurirawo mhuri yezimbabwe kuti iwe ingadzidza pane zviri kuitika muamerica iwo wari kutotamba kutotaura kuti hanzi wese hapana ndinotomborende panekuti wese wari kusigewa nairaki chichiriisa masoja wane ropa mumako ko iwo wakatanda ropa ravo wakasvitosa kuvana wachibva kumozati kwachinhu wenyika yezimbabwe waine ropa mumako right zimbabwe ichaisununguka tiwo ropa ruri naro nhasi rinori wane ropa raitaidzamara richiri kutsutsa mumaoko mavo izvozvi but izvozvi izvi ndopo kuzwa wachitaura zvimwe zvinhu zvisiya nemusoro wese munoziva ngechekuti mwari chaye chaye hapindiri mune bato rezanu pf zvekuti mwana ashanyire bato irorero wanotoshanyiwa nasatani ndosaka muri kuona izvozvi pese paunotaura pesechiva zvinhu zvinotirwadza maningi zvekuti handisi kuti wanozodzidza riini zviri kuitikwa kune dzimwe nyika
Ai watinotenda zvikuru.
Muno musakafika muno mu. Kungozi mune zvimwe zviri kuitika muno mu asi unoshe unotaura wakasununguka.
Mhm.
Hakuna zvezvi kuti zvataura zvizvo kuti zvichazokona kuma 11 dzeusiku. Asinomubvira kuma zvizvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachinovava nekupinda muchirongwa chedu kuti aiwa ticharamba tichikufonerai muchipinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa vamajongwe ndinofanira chezvi kuti ndipinde muchirongwa dai mazuva ese zvavo dai zvichinge zvichipanisira zvichiitika.
Aiwa tinoedza kuti tikufonerei tinotenda zvikuru.
Aiwa zvakanaka ndinofanira chaizvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Ok, bye bye.
Bye for now. You heard there from Mr. Chinowawa. That's his first time, and you can tell he's very
happy
excited. But he's saying, you know, he's not very happy with the pronouncement by some ZANU-PF members of parliament attacking the American democracy and saying Zimbabwe has nothing to learn from them. Of course, he's saying that there's a lot to learn, especially the issue of violence, which he says must stop, and also the freedom of speech. You heard from him there, you know, that in Zimbabwe you are free to talk, but you are not free after talking.
Now, let's turn to Mr. Sunday. Mr. Sunday, we see that, you know, in this election, sometimes you laugh about some of the things that are happening. You know, there's what is called write-in presidential kind of votes. So I've been reading that some people are voting for the First Lady, Michelle Obama. One big guy, I think that's Mr. John Kasich. He voted for John McCain, who was a presidential election candidate. And then another guy voted for his own mother. So at the end of the day, these write-ins, there's no chance, Mr. Sunday, that somebody can spring a surprise through being written in, right, to become a president. Is it a joke, or this is part of the democracy that America offers, right?
No, there's no chance. There's no chance of that. That's just a political gimmicking, or just a way of registering a spoiled vote.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no chance that we can have any of those write-ins affecting anything at all.
Let's go to Mr. Ngube. Obviously, tomorrow the first results and all will be tricking in after the voting is completed. What can we learn also from America when it comes to announcing results? Remember the 2008 controversial one?
Exactly, Mr. Zulu. That is exactly what I was going to point out. Well, I can tell you, Zimbabwean, tomorrow that democracy is going to be underway here in the United States, and our results in a country that has over 300 million people, our results are going to be announced tomorrow, the same day after voting, around 7, 8 p.m. Eastern time there, we are going to know who the president of the United States is. On the same day the elections were held. Not 30 days, Mr. Zulu. Not 30 days like Mugabe, ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF there in Zimbabwe. No, no, no.
Right, Mr. Sunday, your last word?
Oh, my last word is this. I would like all the listeners to write this number down. Okay, are you prepared?
Yeah.
I would like all the listeners to this program to write this number down. That number is 263-77-295-0017. 263-772-95-0017. There is a significance to this number. This is a number of some ZANU-PF official that is actually going out there and threatening people that they are going to cause violence in Mashingo, in Bikita West, because they have been instructed by their higher-ups to make sure that they do not need it.
Thank you, Mr. Sunday. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We want to thank our guest, Mr. Promise Sunday, Dr. Chipodendere, Dr. Muzi Ncube, and our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube. Good night, Zimbabwe.